Welcome back to my podcast channel. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. And today, guys, I got a guest that I had before there. So for all my English-speaking Habibis and Habibdis, that's now your chance to listen again to the beautiful Chelsea.
Hello, guys. So good to be back.
So good to be back. What was your first impression when you came back to Berlin?
It was like coming back home, really.
But you want to move in 1 month again?
I know. It's like a place for visiting. It's my playground in the summer.
And do you have like a place where you like to stay, like at home? Like where you really got the feeling of home?
I mean, in Berlin, it's that kind of love story with finding an apartment here. You always have to like search in the groups and hustle with the meetings of finding a place, but I always trust that I can find what I need to in the right time. And also I have good friends here that are taking care of me and that host me, just like you, Polly.
No, that is so nice of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this kind of like compliment.
Aww.
And I think this is the only thing what we want to receive. I mean, like, everybody can tell me like they love to give and stuff. Of course I love to, but to just hear like a thank you and stuff, that's all I want, you know, like seeing that is gratefulness there. And I see this, of course, I know with you. So yeah, guys, like, if you're grateful for your friends, just let them know, believe me, they will like it and they will appreciate it, because then, you know, like, they feel like, oh, okay, I did good, you know, like, I was caring about my friends and it was a good feeling, actually. So I would recommend this to everybody, because this makes a lot of people happy, definitely. And also, please make it easier for us to get some flats, because in Berlin the problem is also like here with the apartments, that a lot of like companies, they were buying them, so they own it now and they can choose what they want. I don't know, it was so stupid from Berlin. Berlin said like, oh yeah, we give away like some flats. They were selling this because they thought they can increase like other like complexes. So now we got this problem, like, you know, there's so many companies owning them and nobody's looking on the prices and stuff. You can always increase for everything. Even when I heard about like flats of my friends where it's like really rotten. They're rats in the fucking here, in the fucking walls and stuff.
It's yes. Like the Berlin Ausländer meme page where it's like finding an animal dung in Berlin and you get a closet with a broomstick.
Oh my god. I can't imagine that. Like it's everywhere. Like really, I've seen already like really serious ones, you know? Serious offers for like a seller for 5 square meters and it's like €80 or something, or like maybe sometimes it was like 400.
Yeah.
It has like a range for everything.
I saw one for a bathtub.
Oh my god.
Like the bedroom.
Oh my god. Yeah. I can't believe that.
Desperate
I can't
times. Believe.
Yeah, I really. But how can people use that too? Let them. The bathtub. If you don't have like another bathroom, you never have privacy. Yes, give it to me. €100. That's totally fine. You know, I save some money. And if I want to have my space, I just crawl back into it. And if people want to take a bath, I don't know. I'm just going somewhere. I just try to float around in the bathroom. Yes. Because, whoa. Like, how do you imagine that, you know, like, that you live there? I mean, like, I think, okay, it's funny and stuff. But, I mean, people really want to make money with that? Or is it just a joke?
I'm sure it was just a joke, but it could be serious. Who knows?
Yes! I'm so used to that this could be, like, the worst case.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's always a way, really. And even so, like, I've been without a home so many times. It doesn't really matter.
Yes. Like, yeah. How was your travel so far? Like, because Chelsea, maybe some of you know her still. She was in the episode some, I think 2 years before, where she talked about like the mermaid, that she was a mermaid and stuff like this. That was really funny. And yes, after 2 years, of course, everybody, I guess, would like to know like how you doing now. What have you done?
Wow, I've come so far since that moment in my life. I was really living in a fantasy world, and you know, it was fun somehow, but at the same time it was really like dangerous and life-threatening. So after this, I had to go home and spend time with my mother. And in this moment, I was resting and just nourishing myself and working a lot of jobs, saving up money and spending quality time with my mother and my grandpa. And this was like the healing that I needed. It was, yeah, just pure love from my family and like knowing that I'm supported and I have somewhere safe to rest. And after that, like, I came back to Berlin, as I usually do. I just can't stay away from this place.
Nice.
Yeah, and I met up with all my friends, and we just went directly into festival season. So I went to, like, 15 festivals this year. And I was working at all of them, mostly. Working in a tea shop with Ali, and it was such a nice experience. I was also like doing some performances here and there, and yeah, it was a really eventful summer. After that, I thought I would work in Oktoberfest in Munich with my friend Jackie, but it was like not the experience I was looking for. And I said, okay, this isn't for me, it's not right, so I'm gonna continue onwards. So I found this Transformation Renaissance Festival with my friend. I picked her up in her hometown. My friend Celine, she's like a really good soul sister. And we were just going to this festival to meet up with our other friend, and it was actually my favorite one of all of them because it was mostly substance-free. I mean, people were smoking joints, I'm sure. But besides that, there was it was just like ceremonies, cacao, healing, talks from shamanic and indigenous leaders, and yeah, just a lot of like ancient knowledge. And the music was the best music of all of them, and it was taking place in the middle of nature, next to this river, and supposedly there was Mary Magdalene energy in this sacred space. So that was a beautiful experience. And after that, we went to Yoniverse Festival. A celebration.
No! Yes. Is it really a name?
Yes! Wow, it was so special. It was nice. Like in the mountains of southern France, and it was, we were volunteering there, picking up the shit. But it's an important job. We would always tell ourselves that. But the food was amazing. We made like a silicone mold of our yonis, and I use it on my altar with my crystals and my yoni egg.
Yes, I can recommend.
And it was a celebration and a worship of the yoni, which is actually like in many ancient civilizations, worshiping the pussy as a creator of life, as this magical portal to another universe. And men and women were at this festival, so it was like really conscious and beautiful as well. Another one of my favorites. After that, we just decided to hitchhike to a rainbow gathering, like me and some friends.
Can you explain what a rainbow gathering is?
It's like a community that was birthed in Colorado in the States in the 70s. And basically, I don't like to throw around the term hippies, but I don't know, it's just the easiest way to give you an idea. They all gather in nature, and then there's like no money necessary unless you're able to contribute what you can. And you create the food together, you build the fire together. It's a celebration of the full moon, and everybody just like shares their gifts or creates workshops or contributes what they are able to and want to. And it's like everyone, all the colors of humanity are welcome to come to this gathering for 1 month. And now it's spread all around the world, and they have a world gathering in a different location every year. Last year it was in Turkey, this year it's in Nepal. And there's even one in the Sahara Desert in Morocco. So it's pretty cool, but it was a wild and intense experience, let's say. So many stories in each of these stories, it's hard to put it all together in a nice, concise way, but yeah, and much more after this. I was, after the gathering, we traveled through Spain, hitchhiking still, and then I separated with my friends, and we did an experiment where we lived without money and just saw how that could affect our lives, and it was really fascinating. And I started hitchhiking for a boat to Spain, to the Canary Islands, and I found a boat with like a Swedish millionaire who had a giant catamaran houseboat. And I went with him and like three other crew members my age who were also hitchhikers. And the engine broke in the middle of a storm. We were flying around in the sea and we had to get rescued. We end up in the Moroccan police marina port where the dogs have to search us for weapons. And then we have to just turn around back to where we came, right where we started. And then,
really?
Yes. And then I took crazy. A flight to the
No!
Yeah.
No!
I was like, the boat life is not the life for me!
Why didn't they keep you there?
The captain was kind of like senile. He didn't have any... He like blocked his own credit cards. He was asking us to pay for stuff, like the hippie hitchhikers. He's like a multimillionaire. And then he was like, ah, well, you guys don't care about me. I don't care about you. And then he kicked us off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody of you?
Yes. He was like, get off my boat.
After you got back or?
After we got back. No, in the middle of the sea. No, just...
Yes! It sounded like he couldn't wait for to throw you.
Jump now.
Hey, but tell me about your experience with the money when you lived without money.
What
have you experienced?
Yeah, I mean, we just had to find places to stay. Like, I had my tent. It's a 3-person tent. There was four of us living in it. We would just find campsites or parking lots. One time we slept, five of us, in the back of a friend's car. And other times we would sleep in, like, a church or... try to stay in a hotel, like sneaking in.
Interesting.
We were just little bandits. And we would ask people to feed us. We tried to open a shoe store with this suitcase full of shoes that we found. But it didn't work, so our business failed. So instead we just did like performances on the street with like dancing and singing. And people gave us so much money and so much food. And so many places to stay.
No.
Yes.
Who did what? Like on the street when you had this.
Oh, we were just existing. Like dancing around, singing.
Really? Like we do?
Yeah. Like
actually, really?
Yeah, we just like put something out. We were just being ourselves. And people love to interact with us.
Girl, then we can also go on the street.
Yeah, we didn't have any props. We can just take a microphone and just do something fun. I swear, like, you don't need anything. We had a Palo Santo stick. We were chanting mantras and just, like, spinning around. And the kids loved it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So much abundance in this time, but also a lot of challenging parts. Oh, at one point, I got invited to live in a castle for my birthday, like a Moroccan-style castle on the coast of Spain from my friend.
How?
He was like, I'm traveling, you can go there. And we were like, okay, let's go there. So we spent a week in the castle.
This is inspiring. It's really inspiring. And I think everybody can do this. So if you want to go out and like just see the world, just do it. Don't even think about always like, what if, believe me, there will always be people, they care about you, they will help you, and you had sometimes get creative. It's not just lacking of money sometimes, you know, just use every resource you have. So that's fucking inspiring. Yeah. Nice.
Yo, after that I went to the caves.
Oh man, tell about the caves.
I was living with cave people. It was like 100 people on the beach. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own cave. There's a living room cave. It was mostly like older Germans. Older German men, let's say.
Of course.
A lot of men. And then there was the younger side of the beach where all of the van lifers are hanging out. And we had a fisherman who would catch us fish every day. And we would cook it on the fire and create the bombest meals and sing music, play the guitar on the fire, sing and make parties even. It was such a cool time, like pizza parties. And there's all kinds of characters here as well. Fire spinners, just really inspiring people and some crazy people too. But we love all of them. We love all the rainbows.
Of course. A rainbow has not the same color. So yeah. Why shouldn't it be not the same with people? And you know, like, what can people maybe imagine under being like a caveman? You know, how you make food, like how you cook, how you
fire
live. Yeah. How you make fire.
Yeah, so every day you wake up, there's the ocean. You jump into the water. You can just be naked if you want. Maybe take a hike through the barranco or through the mountain. And then you can go to the living room. There's some families. Someone's making coffee. Someone's making oatmeal and breakfast for everyone. And then you just like lay on the rocks and live your best lizard life and jump in the ocean. Go to the lagoons. And then you eat lunch all together. Then maybe you go on a walk, you go on an adventure, you go into the town for something. You can make friends with a boat, you can go fishing. So much to do. And dinner and party and yeah.
So the people got also some groceries from the stores.
Mm-hmm.
They went sometimes. And how was it about money with them? Like, did they save some money or...
Everyone has their own story.
Ah.
Yeah, some people are like professionals and they're on holiday. Some mm-hmm. families are on holiday. They just want to live for free. Other people, it's their lifestyle.
Nice.
It's all different. Some people are just there to practice like fire spinning, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different.
Okay. And like, are there people sometimes staying like over the whole year? They're like not just like for a season there.
Yeah, some people live there permanently.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And you just contribute what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
But always there's communal stuff. There's always enough water, something to cook.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like community vibe.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me this year, was nice. Living in communities.
Yes. Communities can be really interesting. Like, how did you see, how was the sexual thrive when there's so many people living at one point? Like, was it like community, maybe, what people think that is?
I mean, it was back to the roots. Definitely, there was a primal nature awakened when you go back to the caves. And especially because the women were outnumbered, like 9-1. So... this came up a lot, and everyone's naked. It really felt like caveman times. Like, how else to describe it other than feeling like a caveman? And yeah, people have relationships. There was some crazy displays of affection. Some weird dynamics going on, I'm sure. But I wasn't participating in that, so yeah. It was okay. Funny to watch, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Release the inner beast.
Bravo. Man, it is yes, it's definitely like our natural sex drive. I mean, like, it was like, also we lived like long time before traveling and stuff, we lived also like in communities.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I think it's just totally normal, and we now have this filter on that we, that is not cool, and like everybody needs just to have one partner and stuff. But I don't know, like in nature also people, or like people, you like animals fucking around with sometimes not the same partner and stuff. So this kind of structures, I think they're also constructed somehow in the nature when it comes to physically attachment. But the thing is, here, like, I don't know, like, did you feel you got your instincts back from like the communities, that you understood more to live in nature after that, because you're already high frequent and you're already like, like a person that understands that more than maybe some other people do?
It changes something to live with nature, I would say. It's really powerful. Because she can, like, the earth can transform so much more than one individual human. And especially when you live in a community, you're all connected to each other because you see each other every day, and you see what kind of processes each person is going through, and you decide like which ones you participate in as well. So you're creating your reality while participating in it and observing it. And it's a lot to take on sometimes, especially like people's shadows, which come out like violence sometimes, and deep miscommunication, inability to express emotions in a healthy way. And just for to give some examples, like, they're present in all of us. And a lot of times in a big city, you're just going through it alone because everyone's so busy and you don't like see your friends regularly, let's say, or on a daily basis. So I think, yeah, we can ask the trees to take our pain away, for example, and we can just let the sun give us strength and power inside, because it's so powerful, this star. It gives us a lot of energy, and the waves of the ocean, they just cleanse you of, and they wash you away of everything that you don't need. And I think when you're in tune with your inner animal, which we are nature, like, we're not separate from it, we are it. And everything is connected to each other. And nature is here to help us to process these things. And we're so busy in our lives, we don't have a moment to sit down and breathe and to just exist and be present with the elements and with nature and with ourselves. Yeah, so it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Humans show us a lot too. I see everyone as my mirror. Everyone is a reflection of me, like the good, the beautiful, the bad, the ugly. The more I judge it, the more I'm judging that part of myself. And while you're traveling in this fast-paced environment and going through these difficulties and these challenges by yourself or with other people, it's like the evolution is just skyrocketed so quickly. And you're in this little evolution vortex, learning so fast, one process after the next. And I find that humans are often really disappointing, and they like can hurt you so fucking bad. But, like, Mother Earth is always there for you, and she can always hold that pain, and she will always breathe with you and show you that you are supported all the time.
Yes. How would you, like, what would you give for an advice for people in their daily life? They're like doing a lot, but they getting more and more disconnected to the nature and like to Pachamama and like the whole construction of like having the feeling for it.
Just putting your feet on the ground is so it's so simple, and it's
yes
really important. And sitting next to a tree, being near to water, just spend as much time in nature as you can. That's it.
Okay.
Even in a big city like Berlin, like really I prefer to go to the parks and spend most of my time in the parks.
Yes. What we will also do now.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful day
today. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Guys, I would say we continue this for the next episode because there's so much to talk about. And we getting grounded now after all this stressy day. You know, life is a hustle. Of course. So we will wish you, or like we wish you like a great time. And yes, I hope like you could inspire somebody with that, because you inspired me too. And I really feel like it's not just bullshit. It's like something we should definitely listen to more. Yes. So take care, guys.